mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, I tell you, you really missed it in the last hour if you didn't have a chance to hear it. Mary Schneider, Homeland Security whistleblower, in there finding out connections to hijackers, terrorists, Bin Laden's brother, the people that were flown out of the country, trying to stop them, working inside Immigration and Naturalization. A top investigator told to shut up, warned the FBI, warned the president, warned Clinton, warned Bush. Watch 9/11 take place. Powerful interview with her and Tom Flacco in the last hour. Also, former CIA agent says Bush to blame for 9/11. Possible staged terror attack before election. This on PrisonPlanet.tv. Ray McGovern, Ronald Reagan's chief advisor for 8 years for the CIA, now saying what we're saying. Also, total violation of police privacy. Cameras discovered in police locker rooms. I have the mainstream news articles on this. We'll be going over that. Paul Watson is joining us. And we'll go to Mark and Mike and Wes and Johnny and everybody else as well. Mark in California, your phone's a little better now. Pardon me? He hung up. Yes, his cell phone was just about to fall away. He was saying that, you know, I've made copies of your videos. I've gotten them out to people. Folks aren't waking up. He said, I talk about how Kerry's going to win. Folks, I've always said that I think Bush was going to win. But then when the polls swung and the Bilderberg Group endorsed Kerry, I said, it looks like Kerry might win. I don't know who's going to win. My gut's always told me Bush. But then he goes on to warn his family and others, and they go, well, Bush and Kerry aren't cousins. That's a lie. Well, Bush and Kerry have talked about it. It's been in the mainstream news. Now, people still say Skull and Bones doesn't exist, as it's admitted. So for those that just laugh at you and deny everything, move on to others. Don't waste your time. You spend all your time talking to five people, they're all laughing at you. Move on to the next five that are all going to agree with you. You know, that's how it works, folks. But Paul Watson is coming up here momentarily. And then when we get back, we'll also go to all these other callers that are holding. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Paul Watson, good to have you on with us in this third hour.
Good to be back on the air, Alex.
And again, Paul Watson, author of Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, available through our websites and phone numbers, and also the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.tv and com. Paul, what are we going to talk about in the next hour? There's been a lot of big developments.
There has. On the table for me personally, and whatever the callers want to throw up, is another spate of these fake kidnappings and fake beheadings, which are proven to lead back to foreign intelligence, mixed in with some actual real beheadings, so we can talk about that. Also, as you've mentioned many times, this new movement towards Internet 2 and the shutdown, regulation and control of the Internet are two issues that I want to bring up today.
And by the way, this is openly admitted. They're taking over the net. The people, the companies that own the gates that switch for domains are going to openly shut it down and then make you go to their system and control what you can say and do and decide if you get a website. We can fight this thing. We should fight this thing. Paul, former CIA agent, says Bush to blame for 9/11 possible staged terror attack before election. I want to talk about Ray McGovern. Did you hear that interview with Mary Schneider in the last hour?
I didn't catch that, no, but and another whistleblower to add to the list. We've actually got a whole page now on PrisonPlanet.com with all the credible whistleblowers on September 11th, people like, obviously, Stanley Hilton, Michael Meacher, British Member of Parliament, Andreas von Bülow, former German Defence Secretary, people like Michael Springman, you know, former Visa Bureau Chief, so another one to add to the list.
Robert Wright, the list goes on and on. So people say the government wouldn't be behind I-11. People would speak out. They have spoken out. The first thing I want to cover, though, Paul, is the 9-11 drills and how that was used for the stand-down. We'll talk about that for about 5 minutes. Go straight to your calls and back into all the news you just heard mentioned. You do not want to miss this third hour, a blitzkrieg of information.
Information. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, you really missed it in the last hour. Mary Schneider, Homeland Security whistleblower, direct connections to the bin Laden brother being flown out of the country, being connected to bringing in Muslims with other terrorist connections, and the government protecting him and going after her for trying to expose this. Just a massive story. And there's so much more coming up in this last hour that we've got left. Paul Watson joining us. First off, let's go over how important the five drills on the day of 9/11 of NORAD standing down, of the exact same drills, simulations at the very same time of what actually happened on 9/11, how that was used to smokescreen so the good people in the military didn't know what was happening and thought it was just a drill. You know, I talked about this over 2 years ago. You put this in your book a year ago that was published a year ago. I put it in a film I put out 2 years ago. I've done a lot of reports on it. A lot of other great people have been reporting on this, but now it's starting to get more and more attention, and that's a good thing. Break down for folks the article we wrote a week ago together on this and the transcript of Stanley Hilton and some of the latest developments.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, I mean, the current wave of research does indeed focus on these war games, which were overlapping and taking place on the morning of and the days prior to September 11th. And, you know, to highlight the drills is the key to understanding two cornerstone points, one of which is who carried out the attack, how it was accomplished, and two, how, with an attack of this scale, it was possible to misdirect the actions of those individuals whose responsibility it was to, you know, prevent any attacks of this nature. Now, we know that's exactly how NORAD were distracted from intercepting the planes, because due to these numerous overlapping war games taking place that very day, they had anything up to 22 blips on their screen, which they were told were drill planes. And the five war games in question were Operation Northern Vigilance, Operation Vigilant Guard, Operation Northern Guardian, and Operation Vigilant Warrior. And they focused around the drill scenario of hijacked planes operating in the quadrant around New York in that airspace. The Tripod 2 exercise focused around a FEMA command bunker, which was actually set up on the evening of September 10th, which proves to us that the often discredited quote of Tom Kenny, who said, who told Dan Rather that FEMA were on the ground the day before September 11th, that has now been proven true, because this exercise is admitted. It was admitted in Giuliani's testimony in front of the 9/11 Commission back in May. So now we know that FEMA were on the ground the day before September 11th. And with these drills, I mean, again, we hark back to Cheney being in the bunker underneath the White House. He was secreted away there by Secret Service.
And then Cheney, later in the afternoon, he went to Site R.
Yeah, which is a different site, mainly set up for the same purpose. CNN said that Cheney was in the bunker underneath the White House, quote, directing America's response to the unfolding attack. And this was before the plane that hit the Pentagon had, you know, found its target.
And Tom Flacco was there months ago during commission hearings when the spokeswoman for the FAA admitted that, oh, that morning at 8:24, she got a call from the White House about the situation taking control.
Yeah, and so in the article which we compiled a couple of weeks ago, on top of this, I highlighted the testimony of Norman Mineta in front of the 9/11 Commission. And I included his quote, which was, quote, during the time that the airplane was coming into the Pentagon, there was a young man who would come in and say to the vice president, the plane is 50 miles out, the plane is 30 miles out, and when it got down to the plane is 10 miles out, the young man also said to the vice president, do the orders still stand? And the vice president turned, whipped his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand, have you heard anything to the contrary? So the question is, what were the orders? Now, the official version tells us that the orders were to shoot the plane down, but Mineta, who admits this in the very same testimony, wasn't even present when this order was decided upon, and he states in his testimony that he didn't know what the order was. So, from all the other...
Well, they've declared national security over the transcripts, because via audio to all the bunkers in the country, Cheney was in command, and we know from our inside sources that was a stand-down. And then we also know it was a drill, not just from the admitted drills, but a NORAD controller and a FAA civilian controller, both in interviews and in transmission tapes, said, is this part of the drill? Or is this real world? Is this part of the drill we're conducting?
Yeah, and one of those excerpts was included in a BBC television piece a couple of months ago. So we know that the order was to leave the plane alone and let it find its target, which is why the man who kept running in and being, you know, so frantic, telling Cheney that the plane was getting closer and closer, was so frantic because Cheney was running the attack and consistently told him that the order still stood. And that's what's detailed in the War Games article. So, I mean, this is the foundation of how the attack was executed, and so it's rightly so that the current wave of 9/11 research, you know, follows this directive. Again, over a year ago, there was also a report which we carried, which centered around the Air National Guard 177th Fighter Wing, which was based at Atlantic City International Airport, 8 minutes away from New York, which could have intercepted both Flight 11 and Flight 175. Under NORAD procedures, two F-16 fighters were stationed around the clock on that Atlantic City runway, but on the morning of September 11th, the F-16s were performing bombing runs over an empty stretch of the Pine Barrens. So, just like with the other drills, which, you know, focused planes away from the New York quadrant, a similar order was in effect for this fighter wing.
And 3 months before a general or an admiral could shoot down planes himself, ever since NORAD was set up in 1957, 1958, but 3 months before, they had that power taken away from the generals and admirals, taken to the office of Rumsfeld directly.
Yeah, so it was Rumsfeld in control of that. And then Cheney, by presidential order, was handed direct control of all war game and drill operations, which meant he was solely in charge of NORAD's response to the war games on the morning of September 11th.
And to boil this down for people, one of the drills that morning was hijacked jets being flown into the World Trade Center and Pentagon. This is public CIA press release, months after we reported it here from our inside sources. Now, just magically, at 8:30 in the morning, there was just magically drills of exact planes flying into exact buildings. Come on, people. That is absolutely impossible. But let's just buy that just magically happened. Well, the government says they never heard of such a plan and never thought of such a plan, and no one ever thought of planes being flown into buildings, Paul.
Well, no, in the light of even anecdotal evidence which has been out there for years and years. I mean, the television producer could dream up the scenario when the March 2001 Fox Lone Gunman, you know, pilot episode. So to think that top government officials who were in direct control of the very same scenario, crashing planes into the World Trade Center, wouldn't have thought of the scenario is again proven to be a complete fraud.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're still saying we never heard of such a plan, and they were running drills 2 years before, 6 weeks before, the day before, five drills the morning of. I mean, come on. I want to go to these calls very quick because I want to get into former CIA agent says Bush to blame for 9/11, possible staged terror attack before election. I want to get into cameras now in the police bathrooms, even violating them. How do you like it? We're standing up for you, even though you won't stand up for us. Right now, though, quickly to calls. Mark in California's cell phone cut out. We've got him back. He was talking about how he can't wake people up. Mark, go ahead and complete what you were saying.
Oh, well, it just goes to show that people are ignorant in America then if they don't want to wake up to the stuff that you're contributing.
But in the Zogby poll, half the people have woken up. Our experience is people that are waking up. But then we get calls from folks like you, good folks like you, who say nobody's waking up.
Oh, yeah, I heard that little 16-year-old kid called when you had Stanley Hilton, I believe, and I was listening to your show, and he said, oh, he's been being laughed at by his American government t-shirt. And you told him, well, go take your Zogby poll off my website and show him, and you get the last laugh. And you know what? That I showed all my corporate executives the same thing at work. I showed them, you know what? This is what's happening. The world thing is happening. The news is not, you know, covering this. You know, what do we got to do? Then my main question is for Alex Jones, and I've talked to Paul Watson, too, on the net on Yahoo.
Sure. Just go ahead, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry. Was how can we fight the New World Order, and like how will we prevail? Like that, what's the steps? I mean,
okay,
I know there's a movement.
Let us try to answer your question, and thanks for calling back so you get your call, and then we'll come back and go to Wes and Mark and Chris and Daniel and others. Paul, you do interviews. Almost every caller agrees with you on even hostile shows. Same thing happens to me. Everybody I talk to wakes up. Then you talk to folks who can't wake people up. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the Zogby poll, and we are overturning public opinion. I mean, now to the point where, because there hasn't been a large-scale terrorist attack in America for 3 years, you're even starting to see some of the rights that were lost being overturned, and so they're coming back to us, like the assault weapons ban, which they let expire because, you know, they're so distracted by all the other tyranny they're running, and the Patriot Act being thrown out in counties and cities across the nation. So I'm beginning to see things kind of turn the other way, where we're getting some of our rights back because we've educated such a large sector of the population.
Yeah, this isn't going to happen overnight, folks. You're not going to defeat the New World Order overnight. I mean, this is a process. And but just keep waking people up. Even if somebody laughs at you, later when they get abused, they're not going to be laughing, and they're going to know. Plant the seed. It may not sprout this year or next year, but it's going to sprout. It's going to sprout. Tyranny will make it sprout, unfortunately. All right, we'll come back, and I just want to get to these calls because I got so much news here, folks, that we've got to cover. And the latest fake beheadings and the real beheadings and all of it. Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Alright, quickly going back to your calls. Up next is Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to tell you, it was really strange. I had an encounter last night at a Chinese restaurant. I was there eating, and I don't normally talk to strange people at a restaurant, but, you know, basically this guy was talking about how great Bush is doing, and contrary, just weird, I was going to tell this story, and it kind of coincides with what Mark in California was saying. Most of my family members don't agree with me. Where I make contact and I make progress is with people outside of my family that seem to listen to me. So, you know, Mark's got to keep pressing on and get information out to people. But it ended up being in this Chinese restaurant where it was a shouting match, and I was telling everybody about the New World Order, before you knew it, 30 people in the restaurant were looking at us, and it wasn't that very large restaurant. And I had two people come up to me and ask me for my phone number. They want more information. So I think it works, Alex.
Yeah, we've got to do that everywhere. I do stuff like that in Chinese food restaurants. In fact, I have in a Chinese food restaurant. that's how often I do the same thing
we
just did.
Yeah, it's a good thing to get information out to people. But I wanted to ask you, Alex, real quickly. George W. Bush is a type, and I just want to ask you, you know, when people tell me, oh, he's the best because he doesn't stand up against abortion, when people ask me who I'm going to vote for, I say none of the above, Alex. What do you say to people?
Well, the same thing. I mean, anything Bush that he's done that's good is because we forced him to. I mean, that's the bottom line on that. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Wes in Tennessee. Go ahead, Wes.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
I sat down and drew up an outline, and it's a layman's approach to 9/11. And it would probably take me, I would guess, about, I think I could do it in about 3 minutes. If you're really pressed for time, I can...
Well, you just burned 45 seconds, so...
Well, I sat down and put a lot of thought into this,
Go ahead, sir.
All right. I would say what we want to do is take a look at the prima facie evidence, just the stuff on the surface. I know the scientific research is very important to this investigation, but I think we just need to take a look at it as a layman would look at the situation.
Is that what you've written?
No.
I'm still not to that, because we're about to run out of time.
Well, I was just going to say...
Okay.
Oh. I guess I'll call back another time.
No, it's not that. It's just that you guys want to talk about something, go ahead and get to it.
Okay.
You got 3 minutes right now.
I live 2 miles from the 147th air-to-air, 147th Air Wing, and I've talked to several pilots over there. They've told me that, you know, if a guy can't get a license or can't rent a Piper Cub, he's not going to be anywhere near at the level of sophistication that it requires to fly one of these airplanes. We saw that the planes that didn't have windows. We have seen time after time for the last 20 years at least, demolitions of apartment buildings, demolitions of bridges. We have watched these buildings come down in controlled explosion fashion. Our eyes weren't lying to us. What we saw when those two towers came down was exactly what happened. They came down because of a controlled explosion. We can't allow ourselves to be swindled into believing that a 200,000-pound airplane would only be able to create a 4x4 hole in the side of a building, whether it was the Pentagon or any other building. 200,000 pounds moving at 250 miles an hour, which is the stall speed on a plane like that, would have torn that building to shreds. It's so obvious that there were no terrorists in that plane. Operation Global Hawk had been in progress for over 3 years. We flew a plane from New York City to London without any pilot. Well, we had two pilots on board as a safety precaution. We know that these planes could be controlled by remote control. And it's so obvious. I mean, the designer of the building said that at the time those buildings were built in 1967, the biggest commercial jet at that time was a 707, and he said those buildings were designed to withstand the impact of two and possibly three of those planes hitting those buildings simultaneously without bringing them down. So without even getting into the scientific end of it, just...
Well, we have the owner saying they blew it up, Wesley.
Sure. You know, and it's right there in front of us. I mean, we don't have to get real sophisticated about this.
Wesley, I hear you. Thanks for the call. You got 4 minutes there of the time. Paul, you get 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, one point on the flying the planes into the buildings, go watch the Hilda video, which is on PrisonPlanet.tv. One of the chief designers compares it to poking a pencil into some fly netting. Many people have this netting on their house which prevents flies from getting in. Go poke a pencil into it and see if the whole thing collapses. That's what one of the chief designers compared it to.
Well, they got the seismographs, the firefighters, and the owners saying they blew it up. We're going to hold off on calls for a while. I got to cover news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ARCInstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went
higher. I said it earlier. It's just that we're almost out of time. I know a lot of listeners just get to hear the second or third hour. I got all this news I want to cover. We'll try to go to Chris and Daniel and Kim and others here in a few minutes. But Paul Watson, let's spend a minute or so plugging PrisonPlanet.tv. Then I want to just sequentially go through all this news that we haven't even really gotten into yet. PrisonPlanet.tv, why anybody wouldn't sign up for it, for a subscription, who's online, I have no idea. This thing is awesome. Tell folks about some of the new things we've added.
Well, just in the past 3 days, and we're going to add another video either tonight or tomorrow, we've had three videos in 3 days. We had 9/11, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold by Anthony Hilder up there. A couple of days ago, we've got Alex's new weekly report up there today, and we will be posting a documentary called JFK2, which focuses on the evidence linking Bush Sr. with the assassination of JFK. So, again, three more videos to add to the expanding library of documentary films and videos which we've already got up there. Text reports, special reports, the best audio interviews, we've had polls in the past which members can vote on. We're going to be having some more of those in the future. I have a high quality digital camcorder, I'm going to be doing TV reports which are going to be up there in the near future. So there's already a lot of stuff on there, and it's expanding, and it's only $5.95 a month, which, you know, people spend more on coffee, and it supports the growing bandwidth costs which we need to cover.
And there's my book, there's your book there, There's all my videos, the new video, American Dictators. There's George Humphrey's video, 9-11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. Folks, there is so much there. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up on a monthly deal. It's awesome, so definitely go sign up today. All right, Paul Watson, let's get into real beheadings, fake kidnappings. We've got fake kidnappings of Marines, new fake kidnappings of Italians, new real beheadings, and we've got a Canadian journalist grabbed by Iraqi troops under U.S. control and then handed over to Al-Qaeda. I mean, just in a nutshell, go over that for us.
Well, yeah, we've had these two Italian women aid workers, Parry and Toretta, being kidnapped from their home by 20 armed, clean-shaven men in business suits in broad daylight, you know, as if they were unconcerned about being caught. And this is right on the site of the Green Zone, which is heavily patrolled by both U.S. troops and Iraqi police. The kidnappers had sophisticated silencers and stun guns as opposed to, you know, rusty Kalashnikovs. They were wearing Iraqi National Guard uniforms. They identified themselves as working for Prime Minister Alawi, according to The Guardian. And these Italian women were complaining in the days previous to their disappearance that they were being threatened by foreign intelligence agencies. And the London Guardian came out and said that the kidnapping bore the hallmarks of an undercover military intelligence operation to discredit the Iraqi
resistance. The dirty Arabs have grabbed our women.
Yeah, so we see it again and again. People with no affiliation to this puppet government or the occupational forces, people who are in Iraq to help the Iraqis, are being kidnapped. So then the BBC yesterday reports that two separate so-called resistance groups, which the Italian government then said there was no evidence of their existence, claimed to have killed these two Italian women. So hopefully it's likely that they will be released. But
and it's like this Marine Corps guy claiming he was kidnapped, and then it turns out that's all fake. Get into this big journalist in Canada getting grabbed.
Well, yeah, he was a CBC journalist. He was arrested by Iraqi police, who then handed him over to what they described as an Al-Qaeda group. So, exact same scenario.
Same thing with Nick Berg. FBI custody, admittedly 13 days, released to Al-Qaeda hands.
So, I mean, then we have these Americans. And in my view, the video which shows the Armstrong beheading was a real event, because it's certainly 10 times more authentic, more gruesome than
flopping
the Berg
around,
beheading.
Squealing, blood spraying. Forensic scientists look at the Berg video, say it's fake.
Yeah, so in my view, you've got three different groups carrying out these kidnappings and beheadings. One set is an intelligence operation. You've got the largest CIA station since Vietnam in Baghdad with 600 CIA agents on the ground. And the other two are obviously radical Muslims and Iraqi resistance, both of whom are carrying out copycat abductions. In every case with the Iraqi groups who kidnap people, they release them without harm. And then you've got these radical Muslims doing copycat acts, carrying out some real beheadings, but again, they're just playing right into the hands of the people they're supposed to be opposing. So I have three different groups carrying out the kidnappings, and obviously the ones with the most suspicious circumstances point directly to military intelligence.
All right, and then we've got the whole Russia situation. Boy, that's being proven to be an inside job as well.
Well, yeah, now it came out that the so-called Black Widows, the Chechens who bombed the two planes, bribed airport security officials to get on the plane, and now top police officials have been arrested for having direct complicity in those attacks. So it got inside job written all over it.
All right, let's shift gears to the United States. More alerts by Homeland Security, more alerts by Ashcroft. We're going to be attacked. Give up all your rights. We may have to cancel the election. But meanwhile, former CIA agent says Bush to blame for 9-11, possible staged terror attack before election. Ray McGovern, chief CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan for 8 years, who we've interviewed, said to a university two days ago in Florida, quote, there might be a real or staged terror attack in order to postpone the elections, McGovern said. This might seem outlandish. I hope it is. So even McGovern now is talking like us.
Well, yeah, and it was admitted around a week ago that they've got what they call the October plan, which is to begin during the first week of October, and that is to arrest political subversives and other undesirable characters.
And even if it doesn't happen, it trains us to hear this, to have the programming. Meanwhile, months ago, we learned that the State Guard all over the country, I even got the documents, is being drilled for takeover of city halls, mass arrest, roundups. They've got the FEMA center set up.
Yeah, and in the meantime, you know, they're diverting planes for Cat Stevens being on board, who openly criticizes every act of terrorism which is blamed on Muslims. And, you know, he does photo shoots with Prince Charles and everything. And Ridge was even on Hannity today still defending that it was the right decision.
Claiming he's connected to the blind Sheikh Mohammed.
Yeah, and just the point is, he was already on the plane. So if he was on a watch list, then how did he get on the plane in the first place, unless a lot of these people are being allowed on anyway?
It's amazing. We talked about the Mercury story, and the lady who called them, they did admit that it was a national story sent down locally. All over the country, we've seen this exact report about how mercury is actually improves mental capacity. Thousands of studies say it's deadly to the brain, especially in children. Everybody knows mercury's deadly poison. They put it in the shots. They claim they took it out. Now they admit they've actually increased it. We have AP, congressional reports on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And now this CBS News piece, the same CBS News here locally in Austin, that tells us it's the law, you've got to take shots to go to school when it's not the law. Here is that new clip, folks. Go ahead and play that.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance. A recent move by the Food and Drug Administration could save your or a loved one's life.
Now it gets into the heart defibrillators. Go ahead and play that one more time for folks so you hear what they said. Now, again, the new study said it doesn't show any connection to brain problems. But by the time CBS is done with it, it's wholesome, it's good for you, it is a nutritious thing that increases brain development, increases behavior. Well, yeah, maybe a kid won't misbehave if you remove their brain. But play that clip one more time for folks. Here it is.
A chance to see it. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance. A recent move by the Food and Drug Administration could save your or a loved one's life. Heart start defibrillators.
Okay, so again, and these are admitted info packs sent down daily from CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan, so all your local stations, you probably saw the same thing in your town, can tell you it's good for you. So I guess now, a shot for MMR is good for the brain, too. It's an added nutritional item. I expect to see mercury vitamins or minerals now on store shelves at the health food store, Paul.
Well, yeah, and the parallel is clear in the UK. Every independent study, not funded by the government, said that the triple jab MMR shot was causing autism and bowel disorder. The UK government came out and said, no, that's wrong, we're going to fund a giant multi-million propaganda campaign to disprove it. And yet still, it didn't work because 99% of parents disbelieve the government. And there's another article today out of the London Evening Standard where half of the parents have refused to give their kids that shot. So that's, with the mercury, it's another example of what the media have become, which is an empty platform for, you know, big government, big pharma propaganda.
But how is anybody going to buy that mercury's good for your child's brain? I mean, come on.
Well, the bigger the lie, the more people believe it, as Hitler said. Soma's good for you.
Folks, this is getting too ridiculous. We'll go to Mark and Chris and Daniel and Kim. Actually, Chris, Daniel, and Kim are up next here in a second. But, Paul, shifting gears, we have a whole info area with NBC 10. We also have the Delco Times out of Pennsylvania. Openly, cameras hidden all over the police department, including in the shower area, videotaping the naked men and women. They're complaining, but wait a minute, I've got articles every month out of different school districts that have put them in the showers and admit they're doing it. So we've got this double thing going. The police want to put cameras in our showers, but not in their showers, Paul.
Well, yeah, that's the process. I mean, it's okay for 4.2 million cameras to be on the streets of London, but it's not okay for anyone to walk into a shopping mall with a small, discreet video camera. So they can surveil us, we can't surveil them. And I mean, just look at the identity of these kind of surveillance programs. You got the Matrix program, the multi-state database initiative, which was actually created by a man called Hank Asher,
who was back in the 80s.
Yeah, he was arrested for cocaine smuggling with the government. And this is the program which snagged 120,000 Americans as potential terrorists. So this is the identity of that. And with that story, the police need to realize that this whole mechanism of surveillance is not just directed towards us, it's directed towards the minions as well.
And who runs Total Information Awareness Network but five-time convicted felon Admiral Poindexter?
Yeah, and that's still operating out of a building in Fairfax, Virginia, as it was supposed to be quashed, just like TIPS is still operating in numerous different programs.
And now
like
they've announced, it's in the new bill, the national ID card, boys and girls. It's here. And the average American has no idea it's even going on.
Well, yeah, and that's tied into CAPS, too, the screening system which identifies Americans with different color-coded security threat levels, which is how they're going to bring in this new taxed and regulated Internet, too.
Yeah, let's talk about Internet, too, and then we'll go to calls. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, it's interesting that right at the same time that they throw all this fear-mongering at us about how the Internet is about to die, how it will have to be replaced by this Internet too, controlled by the government. At the same time, Microsoft launched their new biometric fingerprint-operated keyboard and mouse systems, which can password protect access to different programs and websites by, you know, storing a record of your fingerprint that you have to submit and scan each time you launch your computer. So the two are going to phase into one. If you have a security threat level on the new National ID CAPS 2 screening system above, you know, a green, then no internet for you. At the same time, Schwarzenegger signs this bill which makes people include their name and address with every audio or video they file they send via email or face a year in jail. Microsoft are pushing this system where it costs to send an email. And people say, well, you know, I don't mind paying a dollar for every 100 emails I send because, you know, it'll fix my spam problem anyway. But this is aimed at primarily political email lists, which send thousands of emails out to people on a daily basis. I mean, my own email list, which I send out every day, has almost 10,000 people on it, and we're just a small operation. So this is being designed to cripple political activism.
Folks, it's real. It's really happening. Let's talk more about Ray McGovern. I mean, he comes out and says the government may stage a terror attack. This was Ronald Reagan's chief advisor for 8 years, Paul. This is a big deal.
Well, yeah, as it becomes more obvious that these attacks are being staged, more and more prominent people are coming out because we're having to replace the media as the watchman for the country. I mean, there's this new poll. Gallup finds trust in media at new low. New low after it was already at an all-time low.
And three-fifths of Americans will not follow the government's orders during a terror attack, Reuters poll last week. And on top of this, Theresa Hines Carey now comes out in a speech in Arizona yesterday and says she thinks they're going to have a stage capture of bin Laden right before the election. I don't know if that's going to happen, but 2.5 years ago, a White House official told me that.
Well, yeah, we've had articles on it for 2 years where even Republicans like Grassley have said the same thing. Now, what kind of political impact that will have either way doesn't really matter with the election, but you can bet for sure that once they do get Osama, he'll sing like a songbird about how he was personally responsible for 9/11, therefore, you know, discrediting the whole 9/11 truth movement. So it may not even have a political motive behind it. It may be a whitewash motive to try and shut down questions about 9/11.
And then we'll get one or two stage photos of the dead body of bin Laden, or they claim he's alive. He'll be held in some secret location, and they'll give us some Hollywood video of him saying, "I did it all, I'm guilty."
Yeah, just like the fat bin Laden back in 2001, which is now admitted to be a fraud, which was at the time, you know, displayed at, you know, on massive giant screens at Times Square with him claiming responsibility for the attack. So you can expect that kind of thing to crop up in the coming months.
You're under psychological warfare attack. This broadcast is the cure. Unlock your mind and be part of the second American revolution against the New World Order in defense of this republic against enemies foreign and domestic. PrisonPlanet.tv has got Anthony J. Hilder's new video on it. Sign up and watch it today. We'll come back and take three final calls from Chris, Daniel, and Kim. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
This bombshell radio broadcast that's blown giant holes in the New World Order today will be rebroadcast tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. You can always listen on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or on Global Shortwave at 3210 at night during the day from 11 to 2 at 9475. And I hope your station carries the broadcast at night. They really should. And thanks to all the great stations out there that do carry us. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to thank you for your work. I also wanted to bring up two things that I've seen as far as control of information and the Internet. The company called Acacia Technologies who has, over the past few years, collected a suite of patents that they claim cover all audio and video streaming. Basically, right now, they're going after the adult and in-room hotel video industries, and basically suing them, saying that they're unable to produce these videos or provide these videos.
But as fast as they buy up all the patents, just new video launch systems and audio launch systems are being deployed.
Well, yeah, but they're saying they own, like, the very basics, the very, like, rudimentary techniques that are used, not necessarily the system.
Yeah, they're going to lose that. There's no way they're going to get away with that. But you're right. At every angle, this is the censorship.
Well, they've settled with large companies like Playboy and Hustler and some large hotel industries like that, I guess, to establish legitimacy for that. But
okay, go ahead and finish up.
Okay. Also, as far as talking about the Internet, too, there's a lot of open source support out there that makes controlling the current Internet more difficult. There's recently, or last year, VeriSign basically runs the .com and .net domain system, tried to implement their own system where they would hijack traffic, basically, to their own search engines and stuff like that, which would be paid advertisers and whatnot. And the people that basically run, that make the software that produce the software that runs this directory for domain names.
Yeah, Internet 2, though, is going to try. I hope you call me back on Monday when we have more time. Internet 2, the companies own all the big hubs that it goes through. They're just going to take those hubs away. But thanks for the call. Oh, no, we're going to fight this. They're not going to get away with it. Daniel in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Prison Planet TV subscriber. And I wanted to know, I'm not real computer savvy. And is there any way... by way of like a gift or gift certificate or somehow that I can get friends and relatives of mine on Prison Planet TV subscriptions.
Yeah, just buy more subscriptions and give them your code.
Okay. And that's the simple way?
That's the simple way to do it, sir, and we really appreciate your support. Paul, comments?
Yeah, you just buy extra subscriptions and then just hand over your username and password to them, and they'll have direct access. That's a simple way to do it.
Anything else, Daniel? Thanks for the call. Thanks for the support. Kim in Texas, last call. Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Great.
Hey, listen, Alex, I was calling about the mercury that you were talking about.
It's now nutritious, yes.
Yes, I know, and this is coming from a mom with three kids, all of which have suffered at least seizures, severe asthma, gastrointestinal reflux, I mean, weird rashes, you name it, they've had it. I used to have a pharmaceutical running out of my house. And it's amazing, I put them through a metal detox, and they have none of those conditions any longer, and I have no pharmaceuticals in my home.
Well, mercury, the studies show, hurts certain genetic lines worse than other people. That's why you or your husband passed on your genetic weakness towards mercury. That's why they all got sick.
I understand that now.
Exactly. And then now you did the metal detox and they're fine. Thank
yes.
God for that.
Yes, they are.
Where did you learn about that detox?
In Austin, at a pharmacy here in Austin. It was at People's Pharmacy.
Good. Great news. Thank God for that knowledge. That's why all these great folks are there. Good to hear from you, Kim. You got the last words of the week, Paul Watson. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, just on that, there's a big nursing group in Seattle which they were trying to make them take forced flu vaccinations, and they said no, so people are standing up against it.
All right, great job, Paul. We'll see you at Prison Planet. And don't forget InfoWars.com. Have a great weekend. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight. Now get out there and take on the new world order.